Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends shaping your investment dollar.
Lattice Biologics, currently trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LBL, is a biotech venture working in the field of cellular therapies and tissue engineering with a focus on bone, skin, and cartilage regeneration. Their extracellular matrix technology has made Lattice an emerging leader in the sector as it develops and processes biologic allograft products for both domestic and international markets. More recently, the company has expanded its portfolio and through the use of its ECM technology is developing a disruptive cancer diagnostic technique that is sure to revolutionize the way oncologists treat their patients by allowing them to find the best possible anti-cancer drug regimen specific to the patient without subjecting that patient to the traditional trial and error methodology. As a result, significantly increasing the possibility of safe, successful cancer treatment. Hi, I'm Galen Engen, head of editorial at Stockhouse Publishing, and I'm speaking with Lattice Biologics CEO Guy Cook to get a better understanding of the company and the potential it holds. Thanks for joining me today, Guy.
Thank you, Galen.
So, Guy, for those who haven't come across Lattice Biologics, do you want to give us a brief history and description of the company?
Sure. I'm the CEO. I was the founder of a previous company in the same space. My background is as a staff scientist. From Montana State University. We were one of the centers of excellence, originally funded by the National Science Foundation, and we were charged with working on using adult stem cells for tissue repair, tissue engineering. So I've been in this field for almost 20 years now. My previous company went public at approximately $400 million market cap at the high water mark, but the opportunity came up to buy this company, and I own a greater percentage of this company. It's more focused on research, which are things that are closer to my heart. But we acquired the assets of the company in September of 2013, and we've been reconfiguring the product mix, adding more patents to the company, upgrading management personnel, infrastructure systems, but we are just creating a better company, a more fun company, and we're excited about the future.
So Lattice has been on the leading edge of allograft development, and true to form, has just recently announced that it's readying to release three new products using its patent-pending matrix-assisted regeneration technology. Do you want to describe what the significance of these new products are and what they mean to Lattice?
Sure. But, we are expanding our regenerative medicine capability. The first of those products is going to be our amnion product. We're actually adding our patentable technology to that class of tissues. Mm-hmm. The amnion can be used for regenerating a variety of different tissue defects. One of the main areas is in, say, diabetic foot ulcers or wound care. That's approximately a $500 million U.S. market. But amnion can be used for soft tissue injuries. So if you blow your rotator cuff, you can be used, post-operation, post-surgery, to enhance healing. Mm-hmm. But generally, anywhere you have a tissue defect, amnion can be used to basically call out your own stem cells and make that tissue heal better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the second product that we announced is our Marcell product. It uses a matrix-assisted regeneration technology. And the way we do that is we amplify stem cells up in our laboratories, when you say from either an umbilical cord or from a young donor, mm-hmm. that when we amplify those cells, you grow, say, 5 cells to a billion cells, they're going to secrete communication molecules and growth factors that allow those cells to talk to each other. But we can essentially harvest that extracellular matrix, and we can differentiate those cell lines in the lab and point them into certain lineages, like to grow bone, skin, or cartilage. And again, we can use those growth factors and put them back into our allograft tissues and create a next generation allograft. And so what we're calling these are directed grafts, that basically we can implant a material in you and tell it to go be new bone, skin, or cartilage. But that's the area our Marcell product is meant for. Mm-hmm. It's a large, probably $800 million U.S. market. Our surgeons are very excited about that product, and we're recruiting key opinion leaders basically on a daily basis to help us do the clinical studies that we need to launch the product.
Now, what's really nice about Lattice is not just the technology that you guys are sort of ahead of the pack on. You're also really unique in the way that you're marketing and providing a sales strategy for all of these products you're putting out, like your marketing and sales strategy. Can you give us why this is so unique and what are the advantages you have in the sector because of it?
Yeah, so a lot of our competitors are going to engage in direct sales reps, the management that is required to manage those direct reps. And the problem is that you will encumber the company probably into a 45% to 70% spend, as a percentage of the top line spend to maintain that sales strategy. We actually bypass that and we go directly to the hospitals and the surgeons that are using our products. What's nice about our particular products is that an individual surgeon can use between $2 and $3 million. And so we don't need, 1,000 reps that are out there calling on surgeons every day. We're approaching those surgeons directly. We are recruiting them, and we're pretty far along in that process. We've actually recruited 16 of our key opinion leaders right now, mm-hmm. and our goal was 20 for the second quarter of this year. So we're pretty far along our way, and it allows us to offer advanced technology at extremely competitive prices to our hospital partners and our surgeon partners.
Now, as mentioned earlier, Lattice is also developing a new cancer diagnostic technology. Could you describe to me how this new technology will work?
Sure. But I actually wasn't smart enough to think about this myself, but I had some surgeon friends that advised me. Mm-hmm. And my entire background for the last 20 years has been to grow tissue mm-hmm. and to basically repair those tissues like bone, skin, and cartilage. And so the idea of wanting to grow a cancerous tumor was anathema to me. I had a hard time wrapping my mind around why anybody would want to do that. Mm-hmm. And so an oncologist friend came to me and said, well, if we can grow these tumors outside of the body, then we can subject those microtumors, if you will, mm-hmm. to a variety of anti-cancer drugs or agents. And that's the technology that we're developing. Is that the same? Now, extracellular matrix technology that allows us to grow bone, skin, and cartilage can also grow these tumors outside of the body. Mm-hmm. And we can test approximately 10,000 permutations of drugs in a 24-hour period against that specific tumor. So tumors don't really know where they're at. And most cancer drugs are approved for location. So if you have breast cancer, then that drug is approved to treat, breast cancer tumors. Mm. But right now, the state of the art in testing against tumors is that you will send it to a panel for like a DNA analysis. And if there's like 15, mutagenic hits, then it's up to the oncologist to try and figure out what they should do. So at no point is the oncologist given a regimen as to how to treat exactly that tumor. And that's what this technology allows us to do, is that we can give the oncologist exactly what anti-cancer drugs they should use, mm-hmm. Whether it's off-label or on-label for that particular tumor or not, mm-hmm. and that we can tell you that specific dosage, and that if the patient develops resistance to that specific tumor, we can give you like a second best recommendation that might use a different class of drugs and use a different pathway as to how it attacks the tumor.
Mm. Now, you guys have teamed with Sunnybrook Research Institute to develop this new tech. Do you want to give me the details of this relationship and describe the significance of it?
Sure. And, Sunnybrook Research, I think, is probably the leading cancer group in Canada. Mm-hmm. And for Americans listening, it's the MD Anderson of Canada. That it's really the thought leader, has the best minds for treating cancer, really in the world. I think the people that we're working with are extremely advanced in the knowledge that they have. They have the high-speed robotics that we need to use to do this type of analysis. They have a unique class of biomarkers that give us the analysis virtually instantaneously. We don't have to culture cells or grow them up over a period of time, and that's why we can do the test as fast as we can. But the critical technology of being able to amplify that tumor resides within Lattice, and so that's our contribution to the relationship. But we're honored that such a well-known institution such as Sunnybrook has sought us out and is working with us on this technology.
Mm-hmm. Now, moving on to books, let's say, Lattice has just recently went live on Stockhouse's new revolutionary deal room, listing your previously announced $300K private placement. What is this financing for, and why did you choose to list on Stockhouse's deal room?
Yeah, we like the Stockhouse deal room, you know, the crowdfunding nature of it. We've certainly been interested in that platform as to how to reach smaller investors. You know, I've raised approximately $50 million in my past history, and I've always dealt with, you know, venture capital and hedge funds, and I really wanted to make this opportunity available to the common investor. Mm. You know, that even if you have, you know, a couple thousand or $3,000, you can participate, you know, in the same way as somebody I'm negotiating with that is, you know, considering making like a $50 million investment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where the capitalization of the company is at right now, I think is extremely attractive. I think we're trading between, you know, $11 and $12 million Canadian. And so I just think it's a great opportunity. I think, you know, people that do choose to invest are going to do great. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of crowdfunding that makes that available to the common investor.
Mm-hmm. So now, we've sort of touched on some of these points already, but just, you know, sort of kind of a breakdown here. What were the major milestones then that Lattice hit in the last 12 months, and what can investors look forward to in 2016?
Sure. That's, you know, in addition to the three products that we've already launched, we launched two products prior to that. One is a dermis scaffold that's used in breast reconstruction. The women, once diagnosed with breast cancer, if they have to have a mastectomy, 60% of the women, at least in the United States, are going to have a reconstruction, and that's where they put the implants in. But they use a product like ours to hold that implant as like a sling or a hammock, and then eventually remodels into the patient's own host tissue. We've implanted about 300 of those grafts so far. We're not seeing any complication rates. You know, our nearest competitor is, you know, in the literature shows about a 15 to 20% complication rate with seromas. So we're happy that the products that we have launched are doing well clinically. We've launched another product called a demineralized bone matrix putty that's used in orthopedic surgery. That product is tracking well. Last 3 months, we've exceeded our projections. So the products that we have launched previously, we are enjoying success with. It's been being received well clinically. We think the next three products that we've launched are also going to be received well clinically. And just on a financial perspective, you know, we just went public, you know, January 4th of this year, but we've already been able to remove or convert approximately $2.4 million of debt into equity. So $1.4 million of that was myself and the CFO. You know, we converted our debt to equity, and showing our belief in the stock and you know, participating right along with small investors.
So then what would you like to say at this point to investors who might be considering Lattice Biologics as an addition to their portfolio?
I think it's an excellent price point. I think it's an excellent target. all the Lattice managers are committed. They all have equity. They all want to see the stock succeed. We think it's just a great price point to get in. You know, my past experience is that, you know, we can create, you know, $100 million companies. And I think this company is going to be, you know, significantly more valuable. I think the technologies that we have are, exceed anything that are out there, and we compete in, you know, multi-billion-dollar addressable markets. Mm-hmm. You know, we can grow for a very, very long time. And I would say the best stock to own is a stock you never have to sell. And we hope to own this stock for quite some time as managers.
Well, I mean, this is certainly a compelling story. I mean, it seems to me that Lattice is building on a real strong foundation in the tissue regeneration market and cellular therapies. But, you know, if the company is also able to bring its cancer diagnostic technology to market, it's a tremendous opportunity to become a major player in a global cancer tumor profiling market, which is predicted to reach $35 billion a year by 2018. So, I mean, smart investors who are looking for growth and want to hold on to something that's going to go somewhere would be wise, I think, to keep this company on their radar. But don't take my word for it. As always, do your own due diligence before making any investment decision. Again, Lattice Biologics is currently trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LBL. This is Galen Engen, and I've been speaking with Lattice Biologics CEO Guy Cook. So thanks again for joining me, Guy.
Thank you for the time, Galen. We appreciate it.